Not until February did the ground dry out sufficiently for Crocker to get to work making a grade for the road. The only other work actually underway was the construction of the bridge over the American River at Sacramento. Getting laborers was devilishly difficult. Most of the men working on the road were merely working for a stake, Stanford recalled. When they got that, they would go off to the mines, and we could not hold them, except in rare instances, more than a very little while. Small wonder in California, where their base pay was less than $3 a day. Crocker decided to take charge himself. He would learn railroad construction by doing it. He shortly had redwood pilings up to 30 feet long stacked on the Sacramento levee, waiting to support the future railroad bridge over the American River, along with timbers for trestles and imported ties as well. Soon the materials were coming in at the rate of a schooner load a day. Judah, meanwhile, in New York, had ordered 42 freight cars, 6 locomotives, 6 first-class passenger coaches, along with switches, turntables, and other track equipment for the first 50 miles of the CP, leaving Huntington to find some way of paying for them, which he did, despite having to bid against the federal armies.